Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2108, 5 Expert Tips for Avoiding Burnout at Work by Paula Davis Locke with livehappy.com. And I'm Justin Mollick here every single day of the year, including weekends and holidays, bringing some positive messages to you to brighten your day, covering personal development or self-help, how to live a better life, and a lot more. It's always with permission from the authors or websites. Just hit the subscribe or follow button for this show wherever you get your audio to get new episodes for free. And now let's get right to our next article and continue optimizing your life. 5 Expert Tips for Avoiding Burnout at Work by Paula Davis Locke with livehappy.com. Soldier on, suck it up and drive on, hang in there. I can't tell you how many times these phrases zipped through my head as a busy practicing lawyer. If I was sick, I went to work. If I was exhausted from working 14 days straight, I dug in and did more. If my clients made unreasonable demands, I'd fake a smile, nod my head, and do whatever it took to make the deal close smoothly. Those worker growing pains were all part of the process, I told myself. To prove myself and make partner, I had to go through the ringer. After all, hadn't every lawyer before me working in a firm done the same thing? I convinced myself it was just a rite of passage. Then, 7 years into practicing law, I hit a wall. I burned out. I'd been so busy putting my head down and powering through that I completely ignored the warning signs that I needed to slow down. Tuning in to burnout. Burnout is a process of chronic stress and disengagement typically related to work, but can impact many areas of your life. The big three dimensions of burnout have been defined as chronic exhaustion, cynicism, and inefficacy. Burnout doesn't have to be an inevitable consequence of ambition. Here are 5 proven ways to avoid burnout on the job. Number 1, clear your mental clutter. Most go-getters I know run on some combination of guilt and anxiety. When you catch yourself feeling guilty, do a mental check to see whether in fact you have something to feel guilty about. Have you let someone down? Your bosses? Your children? More than likely, you are busy judging yourself for imagined crimes. Try to give yourself a break. When you experience a stress-producing event at work, do you see where you have any control, influence, or leverage? Or do you fold? Some people jump to conclusions, while others maintain a flexible and accurate thinking style. Some people catastrophize. Their worst-case scenario thinking gets the best of them, and it stops them from taking purposeful action. Resilient employees under stress track their thoughts, emotions, and reactions to notice counterproductive patterns that might undercut success. Number 2, let go of perfectionism. Perfectionists are notoriously hardworking, conscientious, high achievers, traits frequently rewarded at work. Their stress and calls for help tend to go unnoticed by parents, significant others, and bosses. Perfectionists strive for the best, even when good enough will do. As a result, they experience a lot of regret and anxiety about missed opportunities. You can minimize regret 3 ways. Adopt a standard of good enough, reduce the number of options you consider before making a decision, and be grateful for the good decisions you make instead of focusing on disappointments. Number 3, change your job without leaving your job. Job crafting has been shown to be an effective strategy to prevent burnout. Job crafting is the term for actively changing the content or design of your job by choosing tasks, negotiating different job content, and assigning meaning to different components of your job. One way to job craft is to reorder your day. What tasks are sources of energy and engagement for you? When do you do those tasks? Would you rather work on those most engaging tasks in the morning or at the end of your day? Match the order to what works best for you. Number 4, manage your energy, not your time. Getting adequate opportunities for recovery during your workday, after work, and on the weekend is critical. Pick one or two 5-minute strategies you can do daily. I downloaded an app called 7-Second Meditation, which prompts me to take a break each day at 2 p.m. And number 5, become more of a giver. Wharton professor Dr. Adam Grant has identified subsets of givers, two of which are selfless givers and otherish givers. Selfless givers give their time and energy without regard to their own needs. Hey, it's 3 p.m. and I haven't eaten yet today. Selfless giving in the absence of recovery becomes overwhelming and can drive burnout. Otherish givers, however, find a way to balance giving with their own self-interest and self-care. As you probably guessed, selfless givers are more likely to burn out. You can determine your giving style at giveandtake.com. It is possible to have the life and career you want and avoid burnout. Choose a strategy that will help you move forward in a less crazy, busy direction and embrace the perfectly imperfect journey. You just listened to the post titled 5 Expert Tips for Avoiding Burnout at Work by Paula Davis Locke with livehappy.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. All right, I'll keep this ending short for the weekend. Try to avoid that burnout as we head into another week. I know I'll try to. Thank you for being here. And thank you for following or subscribing to the show and sharing with others. Maybe you can share this one today with someone who has said that they've been feeling burnt out. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow for the Sunday show, where your optimal life awaits.